She stripped off her robe and lay there naked, with her legs apart, touching herself. Enkidu saw her and warily approached. He sniffed the air. He gazed at her body. He drew close. Shamhat touched him on the thigh, touched his penis, and put him inside her. She used her love arts. She took his breath with her kisses, held nothing back, and showed him what a woman is. For 7 days, he stayed erect and made love with her, until he had had enough. At last, he stood up and walked toward the waterhole to rejoin his animals. But the gazelles saw him and scattered. The antelope and deer bounded away. He tried to catch up, but his body was exhausted. His life force was spent. His knees trembled. He could no longer run like an animal as he had before. He turned back to Shamhat, and as he walked, he knew that his mind had somehow grown larger. He knew things now that an animal can't know. Enkidu sat down at Shamhat's feet. He looked at her, and he understood all the words she was speaking to him. "Now, Enkidu, you know what it is to be with a woman, to unite with her. You are beautiful. You are like a god. Why should you roam the wilderness and live like an animal? Let me take you to great walled Uruk, to the temple of Ishtar, to the palace of Gilgamesh, the mighty king who, in his arrogance, oppresses the people, trampling upon them like a wild bull." She finished, and Enkidu nodded his head. Deep in his heart, he felt something stir, a longing he had never known before, the longing for a true friend. Enkidu said, "I will go, Shamhat. Take me with you to great walled Uruk, to the temple of Ishtar, to the palace of Gilgamesh, the mighty king. I will challenge him. I will shout to his face, 'I am the mightiest. I am the man who can make the world tremble. I am supreme.'